And when your skin and your eyeballs turn yellow, you say you've got
Yellagenia.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What's that like?
How's that?
What's that like?
Well, it's just your eye turn yellow and your eye be just yellow as a yellow egg almost. Mm-hmm. You just make you feel bad.
Mm-hmm.
I had Yellagenia.
You've had that?
Yeah, I had it on when I was a kid, Yellagenia. People used to have a whole lot more than they do now.
Mm-hmm.
When I was coming up, of course, there wasn't too many doctors then.
Mm-hmm.
But now, any kind of disease you have now, you can go to the doctor and get a shot for it and cut it off. But now, in those days, there wasn't no doctor. Man, just a few doctors about in places. And mm-hmm. you had to go to them or call them to you. And
get rid of your?
They gave you something, take it. I don't know what they give you. Got rid of it, give me something of that.
Mm-hmm. When you have a pain right here, you say you've got what?
Penny.
Yeah, what do you call that disease?
I don't know. I just call it the penny, penicillin. Okay. When you have penny, when you have to have them taken out when you have that pain. Well, you have to, that's the penic in you.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. What you call the penic.
So you say you've got?
I got the penic.
Uh-huh. Do you remember what people used to call it a long time ago?
No, I really forgot now what they used to call it a long time ago. Mm-hmm. In fact, they didn't know about no penic. They didn't know about nothing like that. They didn't. Long when I was little, they didn't have no name for it because they didn't know anything about no penic.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Might have had it, but they didn't know it.
Mm-hmm.
And if you did have a doctor, would tell you you had something that I don't know what they called it then. But they didn't call it what they do now
mm-hmm.
when I was small, when I was coming up. Called a different name, but now the name is penny.
And if you ate something that didn't agree with you and it came back up, you'd say that you had to
stomach troubles, or I mean,
yeah. And it comes back up, you say you had to?
I had to heave, or throw up, or something like that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Any other words for that?
Well, probably is, but I can't think.
Say, you'd say that you were sick where?
On my stomach.
Okay.
Mm-hmm, my stomach.
And, if a boy acted pretty interested in the girl, going over to her house a lot and everything, you say that he was
well, I would say he's overdone it then. He was too fast or something like that. What I would say shouldn't do that, go too much. That's all. I don't know much about nothing like that.
Would you ever use the word say that he's courting her or going with her?
Oh yeah, that's right. He's courting her, he's going with that girl and all like that. Yeah.
Uh-huh. What did people say when you were growing up? Which word did they use then?
Well, I would tell you, you'd be surprised at what they would say. They would say, "That boy is sparking," sitting to the girl.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's the word they use, then sparking.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
What do they say now?
Now they say courting, or going with them, or courting that girl.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
People use that word courting now?
Yeah, they use the word courting now.
Uh-huh. And he'd be called her.
How would that?
If he's going with her, he would be called her
sweetheart.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Something like that.
And she would be his